I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. The Roaring Fork Transportation Authority has received a $13 million federal grant to help with construction of its regional transit center in Glenwood Springs. Alex Hager has the details.
The new building will serve as a hub for RAFTA operations, including maintenance facilities. CEO Dan Blankenship says they've outgrown their existing maintenance shop and they expect to increase service over the years as the valley's population grows.
Our ability to meet that future demand is dependent upon our ability to store and maintain more vehicles here.
This latest grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation comes in addition to another $11.5 million federal dollars earlier this year. The Transit Center project is expected to cost about $50 million in total, with construction wrapping up in the next 3 to 4 years. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Repairs to I-70 in Glenwood Canyon are expected to cost $8 million. The Grizzly Creek fire damaged the highway, bridges, fiber optic cable, and other infrastructure. Colorado Department of Transportation officials say most of that will be repaired within a few months. Repairs to fencing that keep falling rocks off the road could take longer. CDOT leaders say the federal government will likely reimburse the state for some of the repairs. Snow across the region last week may have you thinking of ski season, but things will look different this year. Several resorts have recently announced measures they're putting in place to adapt to the pandemic. Jesse Vandehouten is with Vail Resorts. Their resorts will depend on a new reservation system meant to give riders and skiers enough space to keep a distance from one another, and how you get back up the mountain will also change.
Depending on the size of the gondola or the size of the chairlift, how many people can load. So if you're members of the same party, you can load as many as the lift allows. If you're riding singles, for example, and if four pack, you could have a single on one side and a single on another.
Some resorts have yet to release their operational plans for this season, including the Aspen Skiing Company, but people can at least expect to wear face coverings out on the slopes. Last month is now Colorado's hottest August on record. Becky Bollinger is the assistant state climatologist. She says the previous hottest August was in 2011, but this new record knocked it out.
It wasn't even close. The statewide average temperature was 70 degrees, which to me just sounds shockingly warm.
That's combining high and low temperatures all across the state, from the mountains to the plains. And that's close to 5 degrees warmer than recorded average, a result of climate change. Bollinger says the most intense conditions were on the western slope, where the hot and dry weather fueled the Pine Gulch fire. That wildfire is now the largest in recorded state history. This is Aspen Public Radio News.